John, how are you?
I'm wonderful, man. So how can you change my life and make it all better?
I'm not a magician, but...
Yeah, neither am I. I'm listening.
But if I was, things would be a lot different for the both of us. So, I mean, here's the thing. You know, I don't know you from Jack Squat. That's, you know, that's the truth. But, you know, I know in your voice, I can hear it. Take it from someone that's experienced multiple difficulties. You know, you need help. You're not happy. And I can, you know, you don't even have to tell me because I can just hear it in your voice. You probably don't trust anybody, which is acceptable in today's society, but I just want to help you out, man. And if I can't help you out, then I get it. But
I'm listening. What can you do to help me?
I would like to give you money in your pocket and, you know, put you somewhere that you're comfortable with. You know, you said something about, I can't remember exactly what you said, but somewhere that is safe and somewhere that, you know, you can be kept eye on. And, you know, with my company, we're not a huge company, but we are a mom and pop shop. I mean, I have an agent, a single agent that I would put on you to, you know, put you in a desirable place where you're not just, you know, off in the street somewhere living in this ghetto ass neighborhood. And I apologize for the language, but.
Oh, you don't have to apologize for the language. Those are my, that's, see, though, I had a lady that wanted me to get to a nice place based on income in Richmond, but I didn't ever fill the paperwork out or don't go through the proper channels to get that shit done. Because it takes time and effort for all that bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not
asking. I have to move twice and leave shit behind and this, that, and the third.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you've told me your health condition to a...
Yeah, my health's gotten bad because I've been sitting on my ass and not exercising and not working and being stressed the fuck out for the last 12 years because I'm a 61-year-old man with 3 college degrees that have been wasted. I'm worried about a fucking credit score or this, that, and the third. And I got some money, so I can't fuck around with the Medicaid piece, which was the whole reason how I got fucked with this house piece.
So, I hear what you're saying. You got some money. That's good. You know, everybody should be exercising a little bit, but, you know, we all should be doing a little bit more than what we are currently doing. So, you're speaking my language. You know, there's nothing that... I mean, you are a little bit older than me, but, you know, for my age, I've done, you know, I've taken, you know, the 1,000th pill that I shouldn't have taken. I had the, you know, 20th drink that I shouldn't have drank. You know, I lost my mother 4 years ago. You know, this is all relative stuff to my current life, but it all starts with the step in the right direction. And that's what you need is you need someone that's going to help you go in that direction because you're not a real estate professional. You're not an attorney. You're not anybody besides John that needs a little help right now. So what I want to do is truly help you go in
well,
that.
I'm listening. Well, give me some concrete answers and places and whatever.
Well, here's the thing. You know, the concrete answer is we will buy your house with you in it, and we will help you move. Do you want to do that?
Where am I going to move to?
We will figure that out once we understand that you want to work with us 100%. Because I don't want to waste my time, and I'm definitely not going to waste your time.
That's the problem, sir. I have wasted everybody's time because that's why I'm bipolar/depressed. Because I'm smart enough to realize I couldn't afford this place when I was working. You understand?
Well, you're smart enough to know that you should get out of it while you still can.
Well,
and here's the thing, you know, you need to take things one step at a time. And I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm just advising you that you should take into account, you know, why go from 1 to 4 when you haven't even secured 2 and 3 yet? You know, the first thing is to, you know, we will buy it with you in it, you know, paying X amount per month. Okay. That's step number one. Step number two.
Paying X amount per month, how and what?
Just bear with me for a second. That's how number one would look. And then when we go to number two, you meet my partner, B. She would be helping you, assisting you. And I personally will provide moving assistance knowing your condition. I'll handle the expense, okay? Number three, once we find that place, we get you moved, we get your stuff there, you're happy. Number four, we shake hands, we're friends, you call me when you want to. That's how it looks. It's not as easy as it sounds, but we have a good group of people. Not a huge group, but a good group of people that can get this done for you.
What's your name again?
My name is Zach.
Okay, Zach, so here's the problem. I've had numerous people look at my house. And then, of course, you know, they want to come in and nitpick this and nitpick that. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So you can knock down the price and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wonderful. You know, that's why my house looks like shit. And I thought I was going to move years ago when I thought I was working with a guy that made all these nice promises like you are.
I'm not promising anything, Mr. John.
Well, what I'm saying is he was going to do all these things for me, and I ended up having to go to the bank by myself and get the bank statements and do this, that, and the third to try to get a government apartment. You follow me?
I hear you.
So I'm him and his lovely wife were doing this, that, and the third. And we're going to do this, and we're going to help you. Well, they weren't there when I had to go. And then I ended up getting all the paperwork to the lady. I got her like 5 out of 7 documents she needed, but not 2 of them. So I missed out on that, which is another reason why my house looks like shit, because that's when I pulled all my shit out. You understand?
I hear what you're saying, but I'm not here to nickel and dime you on your price. I said I wanted to help you, and, you know, you can... Go ahead.
Well, like I told you, look, my house is in terrible shape because I've let it go because I've given everything else away, okay? I've given all my money and everything I got to have fucking peace. You understand me? I don't want money. I want peace. You understand?
Okay.
That's all I fucking want. But I'm a broke up, bitter, angry old man that's been fucked over so many times, and I'm tired of it.
Okay.
And I don't have any friends, or I don't have any fucking, as you said, lawyers or doctors or nothing else to help me. I'm all by my motherfucking self, and it's fucking pissing me off.
Well,
I've got doctors that aren't helping me. I would like to just take all my shit, throw it out the fucking street, and just leave me the fuck alone and have some peace. I don't give a fuck about money.
All right,
I don't care any fucking more. All I want is peace.
Do you
want
to live?
No, that's why I've been TDO'd for fucking saying I want to kill myself. This ain't no way to fucking live. You follow me? I don't have a driver's license. I don't have this. I can barely see out of one fucking eye. I'm going to the doctor in a few minutes. That's why I can't focus, because every time I get focused on something, here comes something else, like you out of the blue calling me today. I was just on the phone with the fucking preacher trying to talk to him about hearing about all this God bullshit.
Man, look, I don't want
to
be a bad
I know you're trying to help me, and I don't mean to be fucking ranting and raving, but it's fucking stress. You understand?
Well, it is stressful, you know, but you can change that. You know, I'm not saying that I'm any different from any guy you've talked to, but the difference is that, you know, if
I owe $85,000 on this house. I've had prices anywhere from people like you or other whatever, people that are into business to flip houses or whatever the fuck you do, from $45,000 to $105,000 to $115,000.
Okay, so
I don't give a fuck if it's $400,000. I just want to go somewhere safe, nice,
okay,
and not be bothered. I'm a simple man, okay?
Okay, let's make it simple then, all right? Let's cut all the bullshit. We will circle back if we need to, but I don't see it needing to be right now. How much money? You said you don't give a fuck about money. When you move, are you saying you want $0 in your pocket if we can make you in a better, peaceful situation?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not going to give this house away. I'm giving everything else away. I'd like to get maximum value for it.
Okay.
I'm just saying money does not motivate me to be happy.
Okay, well, you and I are speaking the same language. Now,
I want organization and peace.
Okay.
And I've been fucked over out of my valuables, out of things I've cared about, and whatever.
Okay. Well, look, you owe $85,000 on the house, right?
Yeah, give or take.
Okay. How much do you pay a month?
$370 now. I've been battling with the fucking city. We're trying to get some shit reduced because I'm disabled.
You know, you're
saving me a whole $10.71 with this because I'm disabled. I get free fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay taxes, whatever the fuck it is.
Do you know your interest rate?
Yeah, 3.25%.
Okay. So,
oh, great for you to assume the loan. You just make out like a fat rat on that, won't you?
Well, John, I don't care to make, you know, I just want to make enough to stay in business. All right. I'm not going to get rich off of this house. I'm not going to get rich off of you.
I know. See, okay. I got a loan modification, da 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 da, and I got a partial claim and some more fucked up shit, Zach.
Okay.
See, what used to make my dick hard, Zach, was being able to quote you fucking numbers. Okay? Because I'm a numbers guy. And the church lady still over my notebooks with my fucking numbers on them. You understand me? I used to be able to tell you I owe $83,522.14. Boom.
Okay.
Follow me? But I can't do that no more. That's why I'm fucking crazy, sir.
Okay. Well, I can deal with crazy, but...
The reason my loan is so low is I'm only paying on 60-some thousand fucking dollars, okay?
You did a loan modification. You raised the principal. I get it. So,
man.
Here we go. Let's just back this thing up. You know, I know you got a lot of energy, but at the end of the day...
No, I don't.
Well, it sounds like you do, and if you just...
Yeah, I'm just found out that my so-called ride to my fucking doctor's appointment is not coming through, so I'm going to have to drive illegally to that. Wonderful.
Well, look.
Yeah, look. Well, I'm just saying, go ahead.
It all starts with a step in the right direction. And I'm not promising you anything, but I promise that if you, you know, work with us and give us a little bit of trust, then we can help you get in a more peaceful state. That's the only thing I can promise you.
Okay, so you want me to just blindly, sign up. So you're trying to take over.
Anything.
You want to buy the house and what?
I want to buy the house. I want to put money in your pocket before you leave and secure your next property that's in a safe, peaceful location with someone to keep an eye on you, and you don't have to worry about anything. You know,
what do you mean by someone to keep an eye on me? What do you mean by that?
Meaning, you know, a more stable place. You know, you have health issues. You know, have you considered, you know, the reality of, you know, government assistance, you know, workers that will, you know, come in and
yeah, go to a group home.
No, that's not.
That's how my sister fucked me on the deal. Fucked my dead sister and my dead mother because she didn't want people looking after the people coming in the house when I had valuables. Yeah, well, that worked out like a fucking charm because then I bought an already paid for fucking house, Mr. Zach, and I got fucked by them because I paid full price for it.
Well, I mean, it all starts with action. So,
The action I took was I bought the house and the nursing home got $250,000 and John got fucked in the ass for being a good, loving son. Yeah,
well,
and my family has now turned their back on me and now I'm on my own.
That's how life works sometimes, John.
Yeah, well, guess what? I didn't deserve that either, but that's okay because when I die, I'll go to heaven for all the fucking suffering I've gone through. Well, like I said, I just got some great news a minute ago that now my buddy, my ride was going to take me to my fucking doctor's appointment that I've been waiting for a month and a half. His car is shot. So I guess I'll get in my car, risk going to jail, and go to this fucking appointment. I can't catch a fucking break.
Well, look, I don't want to hold you up from your appointment. I think it would be maybe more ideal if I got in front of you and we actually had a, you know, more in-depth.
Well, I've had people get in front of me numerous occasions. These other guys that had houses that wanted to rent a room for $650 a month and then throw all my shit out in the fucking street. But then again, where am I going to go? I could go spend $700 a month. I get $1,400 a month. I could clear $15,000, $20,000 on my house. Wonderful.
Well, here's the thing. You can't take care of it. Like you said, you know, you got things that you need to address, like your health concerns. I mean, this is just not a quality of life that you should be living in. And, you know, you're right. Everybody's human. You don't deserve to suffer. So why let yourself do that when we can offer a better solution? I'm not saying a group home. That's, you know, you're the one that brought that up. I'm not saying a group home. There are other programs that are better.
Yeah, you find me some good programs, and I'll gladly take advantage of it. See, here's the problem, Mr. Zach. I have pissed in closed doors when I had people that were in my corner trying to help me. You understand me?
Okay. So
yeah. That's why I can't sleep at night, because I'm so fucking stressed out, and I got pills for that, and I got pills for this, and I got crazy pills to help me calm down, and I got pills to help with my fucking thyroid, and I got pills to fucking make me not be fucking nuts.
Have you taken them today?
I've taken some, yes, but not all of them. Yeah. Be like my other crazy friend, take 37 fucking pills. Sir?
I said you should consider taking them all.
Yeah,
you know.
Take them all. Take all 14 of them. That's all doctors want to do is pump you full of fucking pills.
Well,
so you can put money up. So give me a scenario. Give me a place, a decent, just give me a scenario.
Well, I've given you a scenario.
I go into a place, where's this apartment at or something?
Here's the thing, John. We can't make you go anywhere, all right?
I mean, what apartments are you talking about? I mean, are there any decent ones?
There are plenty of housing in the area, you know, Petersburg, West Petersburg, you know, Walnut Hill area, you know, that will accept, a voucher.
But I don't have a voucher, sir.
Okay, well, hang on. I haven't finished yet.
Yes, sir.
Based on your income, I mean, are you pulling Social Security?
Yes, $1,400 a month.
$1,400 a month. Would you be interested in getting a voucher?
Yeah, but they take forever, Zach.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Forever is not forever. It's only, you know, for the time being. So if we set you up.
That would be wonderful. See,
okay.
That's the whole thing. Then I have to wait.
Well, here's the thing, John. You have to wait regardless of anything you do in life. And if you don't do it, you're never going to get it. You can say it's going to take forever, but one day it's just going to come and you're going to say, wow.
Yeah, because I've sat here for 12 years wishing and hoping and fucking whatever.
Well, here's the thing. You haven't, you know, and I apologize, but you haven't taken the correct actions to help yourself.
And you know what? You're right. And I love, you know, yeah, you're right.
So what I'm proposing is we take a right direction and a right step so that way you can set yourself up for a better, peaceful lifestyle. And I have a placement agent. You know, you said they take that, but you haven't done one. So how would you know? And you don't have connections within the community, within the Section 8 housing like we do. So, you know,
I had a couple when I fucked up. Well, I had a couple. Like I said, I had a place at Sycamore Towers 2 years ago when I thought I was going to get that, and I fucked that up.
Well, here's the thing. If we get you a voucher, I'm going to make sure that you don't fuck it up.
All righty.
All right. I don't know what these other guys have told you, but I really don't care because that has nothing to do with you and I. I'm willing to help you. I want to help you. I can help.
All right, great. Let me make this appointment, and I'll call you back, Zach.
All right, Mr. John.
Thank you.
Yep. Talk soon.